Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, as always, a pleasure to have you back on the show. And it seems every week it's becoming more and more interesting as to what exactly we talk about, because let's face it, as we have been saying for the last few months, there are very few places that we can feasibly go to at the moment. And we have been doing our very best with our little staycation trip around the country, but that's kind of out of bounds at the moment too now. So we're all kind of staying put, hopefully so anyway. But that doesn't mean that there aren't options for enjoyment or for exploration. And we're going to talk about Guidefest, which is taking place over the bank holiday weekend, which I think is absolutely fascinating. And I'm really excited about it. But before we do that, can we talk about something that's going on around town this weekend? Open House Dublin. What is all this about?
Yes, Carol, absolutely. And it's great to be chatting to you again this morning. And I was thinking of changing Travel Talk to Dublin Talk for the next few weeks.
That's not a bad idea.
Yes. We leave it for the moment, but hopefully everything will work out. But yes, Open House Dublin, which every year has always been a really exciting way if you wanted to get a kind of nose into some of these big fancy houses and properties around Ireland, around Dublin, sorry, you know, you always had a chance to kind of book and go and see them. Now, from all our big houses, the Custom House, the Dáil, you know, everywhere, Leinster House. So what they're doing this year is they're exploring Dublin online and on site. Now, what they're doing basically is a huge amount of online stuff, virtual tours. They've made over 10 fabulous kind of premier little short movies. And they're also doing a lot of walks, like Pat Liddy, who, you know, he does lots of walks around O'Connell. They're doing lots of like historic walks around O'Connell Street and different ones like that as well. But majority of it is online and really, really interesting. I mean, this again, Carol, is all about sort of architecture to a certain extent, you know, celebrating in a way all the different amazing buildings, you know, that would have been, and all the architects who built them and the history of it. Just to give people the idea, the website is openhousedublin.com. I mean, a lot of them will be booked up now, I guess, this weekend, but I mean, you can check out what's, you know, if there's still some available for Sunday and stuff. But really, really good in terms of just learning about our buildings and stuff and the architecture. And in fact, the movies, I was looking at some of them and they're really, really good. They've put a lot of effort into these gorgeous short documentary movies and they're actually fascinating. So I would recommend have a little look, Open House Dublin, and check it out. Very, very good.
That's a great idea. I like on there, it says, join a variety of digital tours that peek into the homes of our best architects. Well, if you know anything about me, you know that I am very, very nosy, especially when it comes to how other people live. So this is right up my street. And you might get some ideas for your own home as well. What I like on there is they say, take a self-guided walk to uncover the remarkable in your everyday. Isn't that lovely?
It is. It's wonderful. They call it the extraordinary ordinary is a homage to the ordinary. I mean, wow, like the lived experience and sort of revealing how buildings frame and support life. And again, kind of the spaces that architects make that have made, and you know, it's a lot of just ordinary living stuff, which is kind of interesting. And you're absolutely right, we do have a fascination with property and way people live, actually, and it is quite intriguing. Yeah. So it's a treasure trove of content, actually. So
indeed, it is,
and something to get our minds off all.
There you go.
We won't mention the C word, Carol. Anyway,
no, we won't. So openhousedublin.com is the place to go for that. Now that's taking place this weekend. Looking a couple of weeks down the road for the bank holiday weekend at the end of the month, this, I have to say, is right up my street as well. It's Guidefest, and it's basically tying in with Fáilte Ireland's Ireland Make a Break For campaign, and the professional tour guides of Ireland have a rare piece of, I am going to use the C word there, Ed, COVID-friendly good news for the public with this one, where you can put your walking shoes, go out and enjoy free walking tours around our beautiful city. This is a nationwide thing, yeah?
It is. It's not just Dublin, it's all over the country. I feel in a way a lot, this is a really good thing for guides. I feel for the guides, because they have sort of been locked away for months with no foreign tourists really to speak of in Ireland at all. So they're dying to get out and chat to people again. So this is something really, really nice that they've come up with. And they were worried about having a speaking crisis, Carol. So I guess if you're a tour guide and you're not touring or guiding, you know, you start to get a bit rusty. So a great way.
I would imagine you would, Ed. Yeah. I would imagine you
would. So they're getting back into the game here. But professional tour guides telling amazing stories, showing people amazing sites, and again, all for free. There's so many interesting ones. I've actually booked two of them myself, right? There's one that I'm going to do. It's Ball's Bridge. It's Corinne O'Connor, and she's going to walk us around the modern Silicon Docks area, and then we're going to go up to the Royal Dublin Society in leafy Ball's Bridge. And interesting things, Carla, like I'm going to learn about Minerva, the goddess of wisdom, Pembroke Estate, the bank. We're going to be walking on the banks of the River Dodder up to Lansdowne Road, of course, which, and there's a lot of sporting history there as well. And it's about 5 kilometres. So there's another one in Trinity College that I'm going to book on as well. So if you have a look on there, there's just a huge variety of different experiences from all different sort of aspects of sort of guiding and touring. And there's lots of different angles. So I think that's really, really interesting. Mm. And Guide Fest, we just mentioned guidefest.ie. is the actual website. And if you go onto the tours section there, you'll see all the different ones. But I mean, discovering kind of hidden gems on your doorstep, Carlos, what I would say to people, you're going to get out of this.
Absolutely. And isn't it true, Ed, that I think for a lot of Irish people, the only times that we might go on a walking tour is if we have visitors from abroad and we want to showcase our lovely country or our city or whatever. So we'll take them on a walking tour, on a guided walking tour. And I think for a lot of us, it's something that we mightn't necessarily think of doing for ourselves. But I think it's a wonderful idea now to actually use this opportunity to get out and discover more about our city than we would have possibly known before.
Definitely. And you know, one of the things that you hit on there that I discovered when I was traveling around the last few months in different parts of Ireland, and you know, you were only really meeting Irish people, and it was such a different experience, you know, to be in the likes of, you know, Mount Juliet or different places, and like no Americans, and you're getting to know people from all around Ireland. It's actually lovely, and I really enjoyed it. So I think that's a lovely part of what you were saying there. And it's also, Carl, just to say, it's the Tourist Guides of Ireland and also Northern Ireland are involved. So you can go all over the island with this, which is really interesting. So,
except really, we can't, obviously. I mean, we can't.
We can't.
Well, the rest of the country is where they are.
That's right. The October bank holiday weekend. So, Shaluk, we'll see. I mean, you're absolutely right. We don't know from day to day, sure. We don't really what's happening.
But
From the weekend of the 24th of October, anyway, it all kicks off. So, as you said, of course, Carol, yeah, for people that are up north, I mean, it's local stuff, really, this is, you know. So it's, if you're in Kilkenny or you're in Dublin or Cork, you know, you can just book your locals. It's really where you're going to get to see your local stuff at the
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a wonderful idea. And just a reminder that they're all outdoor walking tours. They are free to attend, but you must book your place, and all will be conducted in full compliance with COVID regulations. So if you go to guidefest.ie, you'll get all the information on there.
Yeah, Car, and it'll all be open for booking tomorrow, Sunday, the 11th. So let people know that as well.
By the way, just to remind you too, they are on Facebook, GuideFest, What's the Story on Facebook.com, or they're on Guide Festival, or they're on GuideFest Ireland on Instagram as well, if you want to look on there. So really nice, two lovely options, I have to say, Ed, getting out there, exploring our city this weekend and for the bank holiday weekend as well. So thank you for that.
Not at all, and a pleasure, Carl. A little bit of exercise for everybody out there.
There you go. Absolutely. There you go. And sure, we'll chat with you next week. I really don't know what we're going to be talking about, but you know, you never know, as you said, from one day to the next, how things pan out. So I have absolutely no doubt that we will have something exciting.
If there's any hotels out there, Carl, in Dublin that I haven't been to, right, that are fabulously exciting, just give us a call, right? We'll see what we can do.
Okay, all right,
have a lovely weekend.
And you too. And a reminder that you listening, if you have any questions for Ed about anything of a travel nature, please do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you, actually. Ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, we'll see you next week. And in the meantime, Ed, we will look forward to another Taste of Ireland tomorrow night, when I understand that you have the CEO of the Belfast Arts Festival on with you.
Yes, Carl, that's right. Richard Wakely. He used to be the artistic director for the Abbey Theatre, Hampstead. He worked with John Malkovich and he worked with Frank McGuinness. So really, really interesting. So we're going from a bit of food to a bit of culture this week, which will be lovely.
Okay, look forward to that right here on Sunshine. And it's a Taste of Ireland with our Ed Finn just after the news at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And Ed, we'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
Thanks, Carol.